Sure. Sure.
Make a belly, what else you need? Nothing tax free, free, max beat, what else you need? My niggas out of housing, drop a chin sab, what else you need? Drop hat, break, wig and pop back, what else you need? Cups, overseas, blowing cheap, what else you need? Get a new connect, get the coat cheap, what else you need? Stop all the hate, see my son make, what else you need? I want that drop, I want that chain, I want that watch, what else you need? Put the peas, corner store for chopped cheese, what else you need? I want them amps, I want that drink, I want them pills, what else you need? Keep on surfing, keep the blues, keep the perks, what else you need? Stormy, cup of summers, cup of dumps, what else you need? Keep the youngest woke, dribble every coast, what else you need? Beach by the sun, hits number one, what else you need? If you come back to that block when I'm on top, what else you need?
I want it all, I want the world and everything in it, what else you need? I need my garage and all of my farms and everything tenant, what else you need? I want all my cars to have all the options and everything in it, what else you need?
Yo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Cult Digital Sessions 10.0. Flash those double X's, everybody. Actually, today's my birthday, so keep sending me happy birthday wishes in this post. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here on the Cult Digital Sessions. We've got some amazing guests here, as always, coming in. We've got the Nino Man, which is a Harlem-based amazing artist that's been rocking with Cult for a while, that'll be on here with me shortly. And then followed up, I have Mark LaBelle from the crazy band out of LA called Dirty Honey. You guys gotta check them out. And then I have a great friend of mine as well, Chris Kale from the heavy metal band Five Finger Death Punch, who's joining. So amazing artists jumping in with us today, as always. Let's make sure you guys are flashing those double X's, because when we hit 1,000 people in, we're going to give away a free denim jacket. Nino, I see you in there. I'm going to pull you in 1 second. Give me 1 second, Nino. Also, you need everybody here that's listening to us today. Make sure you guys go and download one song from each band, each artist, each band. DM us, screenshot of downloading it. Use the code. I thought I pinned that shit. It's not down there. Fuck, I thought I pinned that. Listen, Sessions 30. Fuck, hold on. Sons of bitches, I keep posting this shit. I'm going to do it again. Sessions 30. Let's see if I get this shit right. Because it is there? Pin comment. There we go. Sessions 30. That's a discount code. As usual, 24 hours. Shop online, 30%. Nobody else is getting that. Only you lucky people who are following us here tonight. So with no further ado, let me bring in Nino Man right now for you, everybody. Let me jump in.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, Nino Man? How you doing, man?
Good, man. What's the word, B?
How are you? Listen, I'm glad we got you on these sessions. It's good to have a New York artist who's been rocking the brand for a long time. I appreciate you your support. I know you've been shopping uptown in Harlem at Capsule, some of those guys, before we even got the connection going. So I appreciate your support, dude. Talk about to me, a little bit about the What I Need remix. Well, that you wore Cult in. You just released that not too long ago. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that I was just like when everything shut down due to COVID-19, I was like, all right, because I was supposed to come out with a project, but everything got put on hold because all the offices got shut down and shit. And I mean, all the buildings and all that. So they was like, all right, just fuck around. So I just put up a little challenge shit just to fuck around, and the song ended up like everybody started kind of doing the challenge. So then they started taking it a little bit more serious, like, yo, no. So I was like as it was promoting, Papoose was already showing love. That's my guy. You know what I mean? Like, so he looked out through a verse. French Montana, I know him. He looked out. Jim, that's Big Bro Harlem, he looked out. You know what I mean? Then after that, it was just like it was crazy though. Like, it was so many people that did the verses and shit, but That was like I did that for the remix and the radio and all that. You know what I mean?
That's dude. That's you also just worked on another project, Life Without Love.
Yeah, facts. That's a little joint I threw out there, like a solo joint. It wasn't like a project. It was like one song.
I mean, how long this whole thing been going on for you? I mean, you seem like you've got a lot going on. I look at you, man, and I see you, and you look young, but so accomplished and so, you know, and so much that you've been through, and so many artists that are now paying attention to you and watching you. So it's talk to me a little bit about how you got into this whole thing and how your career has kind of progressed.
Well, I've been making music since I was young. I mean, my older brother used to rap with his friends in the living room and shit. And I used to always just be on the side watching. Like, I used to be like, nah, let me get a verse. They used to try to curve me in the beginning. You know what I mean? But I kept going hard, doing my thing. Then after a while, you know what I mean? Like, I got my friends to do it. And then everybody just started, not like me getting my friends to do it. I kind of like just encourage everybody, like, yo, let's just make music. You know what I mean? So we always did it for like fun. We always kind of took it serious. It took a minute. But I look at it like everybody's story is different. You know what I mean? Some people could do it as soon as they try it. Some people end up getting it in the long run. So I feel like I was one of the people that had to really work for his and like solidify my name. Like, you know what I mean? Shit like that.
Yeah, people don't really appreciate the grind. You know, they'll see an artist, they'll see what they accomplish, but they don't know the behind the scenes, the 24/7 that goes into, you know, creating and developing and working and essentially, really, I mean, we're out there, you know, same thing, you know, selling our soul, compromising our health, you know, compromising our family, doing what we got to do to try to make our thing happen. You know, you're getting credibility. You mentioned earlier, you know, Jim Jones, Jadakiss, Styles P. I mean, how'd you get connected with all these guys?
In the beginning, I was just all over the place. My old manager, Money Handsome, he linked me with Kiss and shit like that. You know what I mean? Then, like, for a feature and shit like that. And then after a while, Kiss kind of wanted us, like, dummy to work with him and all that shit. But then, you know, everybody be busy and shit like that. But I kept, like, staying on him. Like, Kiss used to always hit me with the, hey, yo, meet me here. No, I'm lying. He'd do some shit like, I'd be like, yo, what's going on tonight? He'd be like, I'm going here tonight. I'm like, I could pull up. He'd be like, yeah. I'm like, all right, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll pull up. I don't give a fuck where that shit was at. You know what I mean? Like, so I kind of like built my own little bond with him just because he kept seeing me everywhere. And then he kept hearing that I was nice and shit like that. And then when I got in there with Kiss and then Styles started showing love, shout out to Styles P, Chic Louche. And then it was just like a whole big family. Shout out to the whole D Block. They showed me wild love. It was my big brothers for real.
Yeah. I mean, is there ever a point, you know, people always ask me, you know, wow, you're getting to a certain level. Can you slow down? Can you take a minute to appreciate it? When was that like it moment? People always ask me, when was that it moment that you feel like you've arrived? For you, you know, having the recognition from these artists, when would you say you feel like that it moment was a moment that you're like, all right, I'm in the club, so to speak.
Yeah, I think like probably like when I started hearing myself like on Funk Flex and shit, like that was like, in general, the radio, like DJ Pro Style, DJ Clue, DJ Self, Funk Flex, Spazzo. I'm trying to shout out everybody. You know, niggas take this shit personally. They be like, oh, I was the one that played your song. You know what I mean? Like,
listen, you can never shout out enough people because there's always going to be somebody you're going to miss. Trust
yeah,
me.
I know, right? You know what I mean? But all of them, Drewski, Hip Hop Mike, and Joe Vaughn, like everybody that was playing my songs on the radio, it kind of like make you feel like, oh, shit. Because, you know, that's everybody's dream. When you make music, you always picture hearing it coming on next on the radio. Like, so I used to always be like, damn, I can't wait to hear my songs on the radio, like for years, 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 you know what I mean? Like, and then after a while, like started working and finally, shout out to K Slade, DJ Marley Marr, like they just started playing my shit late night and then it was like a snowball effect, you know what I mean? Like, so that, I think it was the radio, to answer your question, I think it was the radio. And then when you, because I'm a person, I've been maneuvering in the streets since a kid, you feel me? Like, so I've been outside, just outside, you feel me? So after a while, when people started noticing me more, that's when I was like, oh, this shit is different. You know what I mean? Like, because I used to always be wild places, but then when I started going wild, like now, it would be crazy. Like, so that's when I started noticing that and the radio.
That's hot. I'm still waiting for somebody to fucking recognize me on the street. So God bless you. Nobody
they recognize your clothes, man. That's it.
They recognize it. Yeah. So what? Because I want to ask what I mean. Because you were rocking the brand before.
Yeah.
What is it about Colt that you were feeling? You know that made you buy the stuff and that caught your eye. And talk to me about
it. It was
that.
Like, so you know what it'd be? To be honest, like we'd be on the road and shit. So. Like, I'm going to keep it a buck. Kiss was the one that recommended them to me. Like we
oh,
were
really?
Just in the, I forgot, which y'all got? Y'all got your stuff in, like, in Bloomies or Macy's? Which one?
Bloomies.
Yeah, and we were, I forgot what state we was in. And I remember, like, because, you know, like, move around, go to a state, got a show that night, so we go shopping for the day. So we inside the store, so I'm looking, I'm like, damn, I don't really know. You know what I mean? Like, yo, the cold joints be fire, too, da-da-da-da. I'm like, oh, yeah. No, he's just all right. Like, you know what I mean? I seen him before, but I didn't really know the name of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then ever since then, I started, like, just rocking because I rocked him for a show. You know what I mean? And then I started going to Tom D's and...
Tom, Dick, and Harry's. Great.
Yeah.
They've been partners with us for a long time.
And the spot in Queens, the Moolah store.
Moolah. Yep. Also another phenomenal retailer. Yep.
Yeah, so that joint, so after a while, it just started, like, you know what I mean? Like, it just, look, I got it on right now. Like,
you got our classic sweatshirt on there, dude.
Yeah, like, and I swear to everything I love, I didn't even try to do this for the live interview.
Up obsession. You know
what I mean? Like, I swear I could drop dead right now if I try to put this on just for that. Like, I was like, oh, shit, that's crazy. Like, what a coincidence, man.
Listen, I got to ask you a question because I'm scared. I'm looking at you, right? You got your TV behind, but then you got that fucking X behind you. What is that? I see a big X, and of course, you know, we got the double X's on the eyes and the jeans and whatnot. I'm like, what is that back there?
Yeah. What you talking about? Oh, you talking about the soundproof shit? Like, you know, like the little proof.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't know the name right now, but yeah, that's what that is. Like, just
I'm just gonna assume you stuck that double X up there for us.
Yeah, you already know, man. Go all the way.
that's what I'm gonna believe for sure. So what do you during this, I try not to get too crazy about the quarantine, obviously, because I want this to be more motivational. What are you working on? How are you using this time right now to get creative, and what are you working on moving forward?
Right now I'm about to drop a mixtape. So the people that's tuned in right now, make sure y'all ready. I ain't gonna tell y'all which one I'm gonna do yet, but I'm about to do a mixtape next month. Shit gonna be fire. So make sure y'all tune in. It's gonna start seeing the rollout crazy, like probably like in a couple weeks or like a week, maybe a week or two.
Did this whole thing come to fruition while you've been, you know, locked down for the last couple of months? Or was this something you were working on before?
Well, actually, it was supposed to be a whole nother project to come out before the lockdown. And it just stopped because Kiss album was supposed to come out. And then I had a project coming out. But now that's on hold. And then while I was on hold, I was already making so much music that we was like, all right, so we're going to hold this one. And we're going to throw this one out right here. You know what I mean? Like. And this shit is fire too. You know what I mean? So it's like either way, I got projects done. Like I record all the time. Like that's what I do. I've been doing this shit since a young. You know what I mean?
So if I asked you to do a couple of bars for me, could you do that for us right now?
Nah, not right now. I can't. That they don't want me to go rap crazy because the project about to come out. So you know, I gotta make them want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I feel you. But we're gonna. When this whole quarantine opens back up, I think we were having some conversations with you earlier about coming down here for the Colt sessions. We do that once a month here in the office. We're going to get you down here, too.
I bet. Yeah, definitely, man. You know, I'm with y'all. Like I said, I've been supporting before I knew who I was supporting. You feel me?
Dude, I appreciate it. For me, it's amazing. As I come across so many different artists today, and I mean, even Torre, you know, Hip Hop Nation on Sirius XM is like, Ron, man, I was rocking your shit forever. And a lot of these guys that, you know, I've been interviewing, they're like, yo, before I even knew who you were or knew what was going on, I've been wearing the product. And that's the shit, like you said, you know, you hear yourself on the radio. For me, that's the shit that that makes me happy, that makes me proud, that makes me feel that this whole team effort that I've gotten, it's a team effort with everybody here, is worthwhile.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's definitely a good look. And it's crazy to hear how humble it sound. And then when you, because remember, I didn't have no face or no crew to what I was purchasing. I just seen the brand and I was just fucking with it. So, and I'm looking at it like, y'all just already, you know what I mean? Like who we are already, like somebody, bunch of rich people that just came out with some shit. You feel me? Like, so that's why, like, you see, like, you still humble.
It's been a grind for us as a brand, just like it is for an artist. And that's why I'm so happy with the marriage between the music scene and the clothing scene, because we're going through the same thing, right? Trying to build. Luck, I see you in here. Lady Luck's in here. I love her. Make sure everybody's tuning into her crazy karaoke show. So, dude, listen, I'm so happy you came on here. I can't wait to get you back down to the studio here in a little abode. I wish you the best. I'm going to still convince everybody.
Nayo.
Someone just tried to log in and get my Wi-Fi password here. So I had to hit that shit. I'm going to do a shot. Toast to you, man, because everybody, flash those double X's. It's my birthday today, so I'm going to do a shot with you.
All right, man, I do. I got you.
You got me?
Got you, babe. Got you. Take a shot with you, bro.
Oh, here we go. We got to get you these, though.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
All right, brother. Salute to you, to your career, to moving forward, to fucking always creating, dude. Salute.
Appreciate you,
man. Stay healthy. Thank
you. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I just turned 25. he's laughing. He's fucking laughing. What, I don't look 25?
I thought you was 23, man. You
know what I mean? Yeah. All right. There we go. All right, man. Be well. Thanks for joining in with us.
You already know, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right, later, brother. Later.
Come on.
Yo, everybody, check him out. Nino Man, please go again. I'm going to remind everybody, we got three artists coming on. Go download one song from each person. Screenshot that you downloaded it. DM us. Use the code Sessions30. Send that to us if you did that, and we're giving away at the end of this month, which is coming up really close, $1,000 shopping spree. I got somebody here that's going to make me, somebody's supposed to be making me a drink on the rocks. Where did that go? For my birthday. I'm not going to shout out anything until I have a drink in my hand. Is it coming? Is this my drink? Oh, shit. So I've got a bunch of friends in here. Guys, just go back here for a second. It's okay. Come back. So it's my birthday today, turning 51. Everybody kind of, you know, walk on through. Look, Jason's never fucking shy. Never fucking shy. He's a person. Come on, kind of pass on through. Everybody's coming through. Come on. You got the mask upside down. What the fuck? Everybody coming through. So we have friends that are over here that are associated with Please Don't Tell. And they provide some cocktails for me tonight. Check this bad boy. This is my cocktail of choice from Please Don't Tell. Shout out to Jeffrey Bell. Thank you so much for providing the libations for me on my 51st birthday. No. Come on, Chrissy. You want to come in here?
No.
Salute, everybody. Thank you for everybody coming in here and hanging out. Social distancing with me. Cheers, everybody. Cheers. Thank you. Rasha, good in here. Dean's back here behind the scenes. Cheers. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to get Mark in here now from Dirty Honey. Hold on. Here we go. Well, that shit's good. Keep it. Dude, I'm doing, I got people making me birthday drinks because I'm turning 51 today. I'm fucking.
I saw a happy birthday. I didn't want to miss the taking of the shots.
I feel like I'm 31 years old right now. But, you know, cheers, man. Listen, I want to introduce everybody to you. I appreciate you coming on. So this is Mark LaBelle. He's a front man for this the California-based rock band called Dirty Honey. These guys have exploded onto the scene. I heard them a couple of really, what, 2019? I heard you on Sirius XM with my boy Jose on Octane. And right away, I was like, holy shit. I told my wife, I told my friends, you got to check out these guys. They've got an amazing sound. And then shortly after, I'm friends with Slash, and Slash was playing over here in New York, and you guys were opening for Slash and Miles Kennedy.
Yeah.
And I saw you guys open. I was trying to catch up with you, but you were running around. You guys did a great show, but then you were running around. They do everything. So everybody thinks being a rock star is a glorious lifestyle, but these guys are running around doing the merch tent, doing the whole fucking thing, carrying boxes. So I couldn't catch up to you there. So then I actually reached out to you guys through Instagram, and then we started connecting through there. And it's we've been chatting ever since. You guys have been rocking the gear, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you. That was a particularly interesting night because the levee broke, so to speak, in our green room. It was like pouring rain out that night, and the whole basement where Slash's production staff and where we were all hanging out and where we were going to do catering that night, just there was like 3 feet of water, maybe, I don't know, 3-4 hours before showtime in everybody's green room. So that was an interesting curveball. But yeah, it was fun.
It was a great fucking show.
That was a great show. Capitol Theater, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, my wife's shaking her head. We had a great fucking Cuban dinner right before. talk to me, how did the whole relationship happen? How did you guys connect with Slash? I mean, because you guys have actually opened for Guns N' Roses. You have opened for The Who in Michigan. Yep. I mean, legends, icons in the business. So obviously, these people are respecting what you're doing and what you guys, the sound that you got coming out, which for me personally, it's different from what's going on from a lot of the other bands out there. Your voice, your vocals, you're fucking, you know, phenomenal. Thanks, talk to me a little bit how you guys connected with Slash and this whole thing came about and your career path.
Yeah, so we're managed by the same company, Red Light, and you know, one day I guess they put out some feelers for openers at some select dates back in September of 2018, I believe it was. We started doing a couple gigs with them around like the Pacific Southwest. I think we did Phoenix. Phoenix was the first one. We did Denver, Salt Lake City. I think there was another one before we even had music out. Really, they just went off of When I'm Gone. That was pretty much the only thing we really had recorded. And Slash was like, fuck yeah, let's sign them up. And then, we played in Phoenix the first time, and Miles Kennedy was super, who's awesome, by the way, was super nice and complimentary and just said the nicest things on stage about us. And he was just like, you know, I really meant it. And it's just good to see some young rock and rollers out there right now again. So, he specifically kind of took us under his wing. And, you know, subsequently we went out with Alter Bridge. And he's a really great, you know, supporter of the band. And, you know, the relationship's only been good things so far. So, but yeah, that was the first run. And then we went back out with them again for a couple of dates on the West Coast.
Yeah, we caught you. We're out in Vegas, and my wife and I caught you opening with Guns N' Roses out there.
We're there. Didn't know that. I didn't see you there.
Yeah, I was out there. No, I was, you know, after the show, I was backstage, you know, Slash got that real confined green room where he's at. So I was back there, and I was trying to catch you guys back there too, but, you know, security, the whole thing, and, you know, Slash and his guys. So I saw Slash and bounce, so I didn't get to catch you guys out there. But the show was fucking phenomenal as usual.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually preferred, in terms of the show, I preferred opening for Slash and Miles just because the environment is way different. There's smaller clubs, and Vegas is obviously always tough, just because there's so much shit to like distract you from. So like playing like a half full arena or playing a packed sort of theater or club, I'd always go with the packed venue, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, a small club too. That whole the energy and the vibe of the whole thing. Yeah. Did you guys, I just thought about this right now. Did you guys ever get the chance? Because I hear about the Troubadour closing. Did you guys ever get that chance to play the Troubadour?
Yeah. So our first sold out show in LA was at the Troubadour November 22nd of last year. Not too long ago. So, you know, we were happy. That's like a staple venue, obviously, here. And it was kind of a homecoming for us after those Guns dates. And then, that show was fucking awesome. That show was awesome. So that's a highlight in my memory bank so far.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, listen, you guys, it's early, right? So you guys are just tapping the potential of what's going on. But to be touring with these people, and again, your sound is, I listen to a lot of music, and that's why the brand is really tied into music, and I'm blessed to have so many artists that support the brand. But there's, you know, there's bands that kind of come and go, and you hear, and they cash in for the sound of the moment. There's a lot of bands that just, you know, are copying and copying and copying. You guys kind of came out with an old school sound for me, that the minute I heard it, the vibe, the energy, with just fucking it hit. And like, I can picture these songs, though it's one record, that, you know, 10 years, I always look at it 10 years, 20 years from now, and I'm fortunate 10 years from now, people, like, I still have your same jeans, I'm wearing them, trends have changed, things are going slimmer, so I'm tapering. But, you know, for you guys, I can picture your songs, man, 10 years from now still playing, where sometimes a lot of these bands, you know, seize the moment and then, you know, gone. So
we recorded with a great producer that just said, you know, a great recording of a great band or singer of a great song is never going to get old. Like, it just, you can't beat that recipe no matter what. And like, there's a lot of, you know, great pop songs out there that, you know, kind of get put into a time capsule because of the production or whatever. It's like, you know, the organic elements of just bass, drums, guitar, and vocals, like, that's kind of been a staple in every decade since, you know, recorded music has existed. So if you if you stick to that and you write great songs and can really play, you're probably going to come up with something that's somewhat timeless, you know.
Yeah. How'd you hook up with John, Justin, and Corey to kind of create, how does band come to fruition? Great guys, by the way, too.
Yeah, they're great. We'll keep them around. John first, just gigging around LA, and he and I sort of started this search of like the right cats to pursue an original project with, because a lot of guys in LA are so focused on being sidemen for Ariana Grande or Christina Aguilera or whoever, you know. But yeah, I met John first. He introduced me to Justin, who then introduced me to Corey, and we all sort of got together for the first time playing a gig out on the Sunset Strip, like on the Sunset Junction, on the sidewalk, not at a venue or anything. We just played outside a summer solstice, and like, you know, there are probably a couple hundred people like just passing by that were like, oh, you guys are pretty good. That's cool. And Corey was like, I want to be in this band. Like, what do I have to do? And that was the missing piece. You know, it's hard to find a drummer who's committed to being in a project. So that was a welcome surprise. And then we were all full throttle after that.
That's crazy. It's, you know, but again, seeing the success you guys are having. And I mentioned this earlier to another artist I just had on. People don't know the hard work and the after hours and all that goes into seeing. They see the finished product, they hear you on the radio, and people think maybe it's instant success, but they don't understand the grind that goes into what you're doing and making
this. Yeah. And there's a grind, you know, that, no pun intended, I mean, that's a lyric in one of our songs, but getting just to a point where your music is strong enough to capture the attention of people that are capable of doing something with it is a grind. And like, that's the biggest difference in today's music industry. Is it used to be that like a label would pay you essentially to develop. They called it development, you know, that was factored into your record deal. We're going to give you $100,000 for the next year to become a better songwriter. And this is all you're going to do. You're not going to work at Starbucks or whatever anymore. Songs. So now it's just, you have to do that on your own before anybody's going to risk their time working on something, you know, that's not already great.
Yeah, for sure. The game has definitely changed. What do you, I mean, because you guys had 8 songs out. You're working on something new now. I mean, are you using this time and getting creative? Talk to me about this.
Yeah, we've been getting together a few times a week. Everybody's been writing on their own too. But yeah, we rented a space up in the valley. Yeah, I was there with the boys last night. Wrote another song last night. So, I mean, there's no shortage of material this time around. And we were supposed to be in Australia recording a new record. We're supposed to be done with it already, actually. But obviously that didn't happen. So, yeah, we're just creating a bigger bank of material to choose from when we do get into the studio, whenever LA and or Australia releases the restrictions on.
It's crazy. I'm seeing LA's opening, then they're saying we're not opening it. We're going to be closed until middle of August, end of August.
It's not.
Every day the shit's changing. We all just got to get ready to keep wearing masks.
Yeah, nobody's got a mask on outside right now.
Oh, really? Yeah, dude. New York, right. It's, you know, I drove in today, and every time I drive in for these sessions, we're doing them 2 times a week, it's more and more and more traffic. It's getting back to, you know, I can drive in from my house 30 minutes now, well, before. And then now it's creeping to an hour, and by the time it's all said and done, it's gonna be 2 hour drive for 23 miles. It's crazy. It's definitely crazy.
Good sign though. Things are coming back, and hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully people don't get sick, obviously, and stay safe and healthy. But I'd like to see things obviously get moving, and get moving safely. Obviously, it's happening in Florida and Georgia. I'm reading now that. Even though it's not being reported all that much, which strangely, but my parents
are being reported, but then there was like a backlash again. So this started to happen. Let me ask you. So there's we talked a little bit about this the other day when you and I were shooting the shit. There's as bands and as artists, right, you guys, we got to figure out, because the touring is a huge source of revenue, right? And you're not able to tour. So I see bands starting to take advantage of these different platforms to connect with their audience, to bring music to them, to, because everybody's starving for some live music and to be more personal. That's why I'm doing these sessions now, so people are like, oh man, Mark, you know, oh, great. Like, do you guys plan on doing anything on any platforms to bring any kind of, you know, intimate, like 45 minute type shows?
Yeah, we did one for Harley Davidson a couple weeks ago that I think they posted that on YouTube, the whole live stream. Into a real studio and like did it right and recorded it properly and shot it properly. And you know, I told you, obviously, like, I'm a little exhausted from the sitting on the couch with an acoustic guitar on Instagram live. It doesn't sound good, it doesn't do anything for anybody, it's just kind of shit. So whatever we do, you know, I try to hold ourselves to a certain standard with content and, you know, merchandise and all that sort of stuff. So we try and keep that consistent, but yeah, we're going to do something probably next week. Whether that's on YouTube or some other channel or whatever, we'll figure that out, but we have plans.
Nice. Yes. Nice. Good. So my last question for you, before I ask that, I just want to remind everybody, please check out Dirty Honey, check them out on Spotify, check them out on Apple Music. Again, Dirty Honey, great fucking sound. It's going to be around. These guys are going to be around for a long time. They're amazing musicians, but they're also amazing people. So this is Mark, the front man. So everybody check them out. Mark, the last thing I'm going to ask you, are you wearing Colt right now?
I got on my jeans right now, man. Where's my – oh, yeah. Got to have it.
You gotta have it.
Double X.
Double X. What's the one thing – I mean, what is it you like about wearing Colt, that when you guys are on stage and on tour and doing the thing?
Honestly, like, especially on stage, they have a lot of stretch in them. So, you know, we run around a lot, and we're definitely not like jazz room cats that aren't entertaining. We're pretty rambunctious on stage. So I've ripped pants. I wore a lot of Vervedos, like jeans and stuff that are just like 100% cotton. ripped him right down the ass seam. It's not a good look. Yeah, I'm in Vegas at that gun show. I got those cool ones with the, they had like zippers on the side.
Yeah, the motos I gave you, punk motos with the zippers. Yeah.
I just love like anything with some stretch to them, just because I like it tight and feel comfortable, but I still want to be able to run and, you know, do kicks or whatever I'm going to do, you know.
I got to make you a special pair because I know you like the stripes, so I got to make you a special pair with the stripes.
Of some stripes.
Yeah.
Keep it for 70s.
Yeah. I'm going to get you some stuff. Listen, man, thank you so much for coming on tonight. Keep doing what you're doing, man, because the music's phenomenal. Dirty Honey, I can't wait. Let's. You got a shot there? You got any kind of liquor?
I can certainly get one. I got, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking, Rita Ora actually has this tequila she hooked me up with. And I've been drinking this at the sessions. I'm drinking these guys right here. I'm drinking here. I got the shot. I've got fucking Modelo. I'm all over the fucking place. Chris, this I see you in here. Oh, right shit, here. Look at you.
Yes. Anybody that knows, I just ran out anybody? Of the repertoire.
Oh, really? Damn, yeah. That shit's good.
I'll do one with you, though. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Salute. Good luck to you guys. Keep rocking, man. I love you guys.
We love you.
All right, brother.
Be good, man. Thank you.
Right, happy birthday. Too, man. Be well. Thank you. Later.
Later.
Hold on, I'm trying to. Holy shit, I'm having fucking problems. There we go. Here we go. Uncut. What's up, man?
How are you there, sir?
Look at this guy.
When I was fucking listening,
love this guy. How you doing, man?
Guy, and I saw that bass in the background over there. I like that bass.
Oh yeah, that's right. So hold on a second. Wait. Everybody see this? This was an amazing gift from my boy Chris. Tell him about this bass you hooked me up with, dude.
That is actually my Warlock signature model by BC Rich. You have helped me so much with stage clothes and everyday clothes and hats, clearly. I wanted to give back to you for supporting me over the last couple of years. I love you and appreciate you. And I hear that it's your birthday today, is it?
Yeah, man, I'm 22.
22? Man, 22 looks rough on you, son.
It's rough on me. Fuck yeah, it's rough. You know,
so you got to say, I'm 72. When you say you're 72, you're like, damn, you look good for 72.
Yeah. Dude, we age in dog years in the fashion industry and in the music industry.
Trust me, thank God for Just For Men.
Dude, the beard. Wait, show everybody how long that fucking beard is. Hold on a second.
Look at that. I'm in my leg day shorts. I don't want to go too long.
That's
the censored version of this thing.
I want to tell everybody a little bit about you. So Chris is the bass player for the metal heavy metal band, rock band, Five Finger Death Punch. These guys, you guys formed back in 2005. You've done, I think, 8 records, right? 8 studio records, and then a couple other things. You got Ivan, you got Zoltan, you got Jason, and Charlie in the band. Your first album was Way of the Fist. Oh, yeah. Let me ask you a quick question, because everybody asked me this. Where the name Five Finger Death Punch, where'd that come from?
It came from the Kill Bill 2 originally. There's also another old school like martial arts movie called Dim Mak. I think is what it was. And that's where it originally came from. But I think Zoltan had heard it was called the Five Finger Lotus Punch. And he liked the name of that, but yeah. Five Finger Lotus Punch doesn't look as good on a t-shirt. So we went with Five Finger Death Punch.
Dude, you guys are, you're one of the most successful heavy metal bands in the last decade. Caught you guys in Vegas. It was a phenomenal show. You were with, I believe, Bad Wolves, Fire from the Gods, and 3 Days Grace.
Oh, yeah.
I think great show. And needless to say, my wife has now become a fan because I'm listening to Octane all the time, right? And she's like, can we put on Classic Rewind? Can we put on Lithium? But every time I bring her to a concert with people that, you know, have been rocking the brand and part of the cult family, she starts to meet. She met you. She met Ivan backstage. And she listens. She's like, well, these guys are really, not only are they really good, but they're nice guys too. You know, yeah. So you definitely got a fan in my wife, which is hard to do. You know, thank God. So you guys finished a massive tour last year. And you just came out with the new album, F8.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah, we actually, we're supposed to be on tour right now, but this whole virus screwed all that up. We got real fortunate that we could kind of see how things were going and new cancellations were going to be coming. So we didn't want to have to cancel anything. We got in touch with all the venues, the promoters, everything that we were working with, and we're able to move our tour from April, May out to September, October, and November. It's, from what I understand, I'm pretty sure it's all the same venues and everything, little different routing here and there, but thankfully we didn't have to cancel. And
we need
a reward for everybody who's sitting at home and doing nothing right now. We're looking forward to being that reward in September.
Everybody's dying for live music, man, dying.
Yeah.
And these guys, when they put on a show, the whole stage and the whole thing, but also what you do and what I love is not only just the use of the props and but you know Ivan, which was great, just got very intimate with the audience and a lot of times and takes pauses and communicates. So I mean it's you're playing these big stadiums and big venues, but you also find a way to connect. You know, connect with the audience and make it feel like it's a fucking down, you know, it's just a cool club.
Yeah, this band started off playing in clubs just like every other band out there. You know, we were all kids in our room. I was listening to Kiss before I even had a bass guitar, learning the moves by playing a wiffle ball bat and getting my Gene Simmons moves down. Anyone who has seen me on stage knows that I rob a little bit from Gene Simmons. So, like with, I think one of the special things about Death Punch, the first time that I saw Death Punch before I was in Death Punch was here in Vegas at the Joint. And I was actually there to see, I think they were opening up for Godsmack at that point. And a good friend of mine was the drum tech for Death Punch. So I was going to go see Godsmack and to see my buddy Saul who worked for Death Punch.
Uh-huh.
And didn't know that much about Death Punch at that point. But I remember when I heard Ivan doing Far From Home a cappella. I was like, damn, I get this. And then the first chance I had to get my name in the hat to audition, I knew I wanted to be in that band and be part of that whole experience that I felt in the crowd that night. And it's nice to just be part of something that is able to connect in smaller clubs as well as in a massive arena as well. I think that's one of the greatest things about Death Punch is our ability to connect one-on-one from the person in the front row up to the person in the Raptors who scraped all their money together just to get that one ticket to come see that show. We're taking care of everybody while we're there, and we love it, man.
It was, and you hit it. I mean, we felt it there. You know, we walked from the back to the front to the side, and you see, also what was really impressive is I'm looking at the audience and I'm seeing the demographic, right? So you're seeing parents there, and I'm seeing fucking 5-year-old, 6-year-old kids up on the shoulder, you know, face a little painted and bringing. So, I mean, you guys, you bridge the gap, which I think is the true test for a band to maintain a core customer as we get older, a core audience, but then also to bring that younger generation. You guys are bringing that younger generation also to your music, which is refreshing, and it stands the test of time.
Thank you. I think it just goes back to the quality of the song. You know, you can have all the bells and whistles, but unless you got that song that can connect with everybody, bells and whistles don't only get you so far. So, it's awesome being able to look out in the crowd and see, like, the 7-year-old in the front row And then you got the huge dude in the pit going around, going crazy. That same dude, two songs later, is up in the front row crying over a song like Coming Down. It's we run the gamut of emotions, and it's man, humbling every day to realize that I'm able to be a part of this.
It definitely a blessing. I think that's it. I mean, you listen because, I mean, you guys are a heavy metal band, but you throw in a lot of stuff. There's a lot of ballads. There's a lot of emotional songs that are written because you guys have gone through as a band a lot, right? And you hear the lyrics and you hear what's going on, and there's deep, and it's again, bridges. It's powerful stuff.
Thank you, man.
The new album is phenomenal.
As I say, with the new record F8, that's it's the first record that we've done with Ivan and me both sober, and you can hear Ivan's clarity and his ability to reach deep on this record. He's always had a great, great like hold on melody and songwriting and that stuff, but to scrape away those layers of the onion and get deep and raw on this one, I think it's my favorite record that we've ever done. I know everybody says that about the new records they have, but from start to finish, I don't feel that there's any, like, there's no filler on this record at all. There's nothing that I want to skip by. And that says a lot after being in the process and listening to it for so long and still listening to it now that it's out. That says a lot about the record. You know, as a musician, you get sick of hearing your own shit. But, you know, it's nice to be part of this and to be part of songs that I'm still enjoying right now.
Yeah, man, that's great. I know, you know, we had the opportunity to, I think we met through Kyle, right? With Bad Wolves, I think.
Yeah.
Is that how you and I connected? It was, yeah, through Kyle.
Yeah.
And then you and I started talking, and you started rocking the gear. And then the very first time we actually met was out in Vegas. We got together, and and you invited me to go see Killswitch with you at that place called the Library, right?
No, that was
called the Library?
The Space. The Space.
The Space, yeah. That's right. Yeah, when I met you the first time, you know, always something, when I meet people the first time, I'm like, you know, how's it going to be? You know, you talk to people on the phone, you communicate, you're like, is it going to be awkward? Are we going to get together? Is he going to think I'm a dick? Or am I going to think he's a dick? And it was just, it was cool. You know, there were your girlfriend, sweetheart, and we hung out backstage, and it was a lot of fun just kind of meeting, just, you know, just normal, just seeing how you interact with everybody. It was cool. And it was a good time, and I was glad
it was
I got
fun.
To.
It was glad all I got the way to, around, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You talk to me. You've got you're doing something with some beverages, some root beer and some other things out there, right? With a brewing company,
man.
Out. Talk a little bit about that.
Being a sober dude, seeing you do those shots just a little while ago, it's like, oh, I need a root beer. I've got partnered up with a brewery out here in Las Vegas called Abel Baker Brewing. I got James Manos. He used to work at the Hard Rock at the same time that I worked there. So we were both bartenders. And as I got into Death Punch and the profile increased, he had gotten out of Hard Rock and started his own brewery. So back then I was still drinking. So we partnered together to do the Chris Kale Impaled Ale. It's a brown ale aged in whiskey barrels and comes in at 10%. So that's a good strong one. And then once I got sober, I was really struggling with, like, man, how am I going to be the dude that's vocally sober and is still pushing, you know, a 10% beer alone. And even when I got out, Manos was like, man, if you don't want to, like, sell this anymore, I'm just concerned about you and want to make sure that you're good. So I take some money from the sale of that and put it towards recovery programs. That way I'm kind of helping out those that can't handle the beer anymore and can't do it, while those that still can drink are able to kind of enjoy it. And then I came out with the Chris Kale's Root Beard. It's a root beer, also aged in oak barrels, kind of tying in the barrel flavor with a little bit of Madagascar vanilla and whatnot. Root beer has always been my favorite non-alcoholic beverage, and I wanted to make sure that those who drink can have something, but I didn't want to leave out the people like myself who don't drink, and I want to be able to share a root beer with those guys when we're out there. So, yeah, I've got those available in cans here in Vegas. AbelBakerBrewing.com, I believe, is what it is. Got the root beer all in draft. It's only available in Nevada right now, unfortunately. We are we're working on branching out, particularly with the root beer, because you don't need a liquor license every state to have a root beer. So that'll be something at some point that'll be canned up and available internationally at some point. So, yeah, just taking baby steps, man. Try not to get overwhelmed with everything.
You know, I've been watching, and I told you I'm jealous because we're here quarantined in New York, and being quarantined in New York compared to you being quarantined in Vegas. I'm watching you going hiking in Moab. I'm seeing you scuba diving out there. I'm a little fucking jealous. I'm not going to lie.
You get a motorcycle, come ride out. I'm here.
I got to send you a picture. I have a friend. His name is Copper Mike. He's been rebuilding a 79 shovel head for me. Harley there shovel head. It's badass. So yeah, he's finishing it up. The great thing is it's badass. I've never ridden a fucking motorcycle before.
Really?
So I'm gonna have this. I gotta get a motorcycle license. I gotta take lessons. Yeah. But my wife is like, yeah, I don't. She's like, you don't even drive that fucking good. And you've got one good eye. Because I had shingles about 15 years ago and it fucked up my eye. So looking through my left eye is like looking through a kaleidoscope. So she's like, you can't even fucking drive and you can be driving a motorcycle. The first thing she did when she found out about it, she upped my life insurance.
Smart woman.
She's smart. Yeah, she's smart. She upped that. Yo, let me ask you, I ask everybody this one question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the thing you like about wearing Cult? Because you've been rocking it on stage for forever. And I'm so grateful that the band's person that I personally really like to listen to appreciate the product and rock it. So what is it you like about the brand?
Like the guy before me, he was talking about the stretch factor of the jeans. Anybody knows I get into the Kale lunge quite a bit where I lean up on one, the left leg. Left leg is actually bigger than the right leg because of the Kale lunge when I'm out on the road. So I got to balance it back out in the gym when I get back home from tour. But yeah, man, I like the stretch factor. I also like the fact that with the Cult of Individuality jeans, it stretches, but you don't lose the fit. A lot of the time, you wear them a couple of days. I mean, if I'm on tour, I usually bring, we're out for 3 weeks, I'll have three pairs of jeans and just kind of rotate those through, you know? And after several wears, your jeans don't lose the quality and the fit at all, which is hard to find and why I stick with the Cult of Individuality and have those as my favorite jeans for sure. I love the, is it the Super Skinny Punk stretch?
The Punk Super Skinnies you've been wearing, yeah.
Yeah, I love those. People sometimes will get on me about, oh, skinny jeans. When you do leg day like Chris Kale, all jeans are skinny jeans, all right? But yeah, and then the Moto, I think, was my favorites as well.
Yeah, you were wearing the Punk, but also in that Punk fit, that Moto with the zippers, yeah, you were liking that one.
Yeah,
I can bring that back. I sold out of that guy.
I rip the knees out of jeans all the time, and to have that leather piece behind there where it gives it the feel of like a blown-out knee without ever breaking, I love that style. So get cracking on those again for me. So, special request for me.
I got to, you know, that was a new style. I have two designers at work for me. One guy's name is Gideon. One guy's name is Angelo. And the three of us, we do this together. And this guy, Angelo, that was his design. He did the Moto and had the leather in there. And we weren't so sure how it was going to go over, especially with a lot of the rock stars. But, dude, the same thing you said about having that reinforcement, the leather was skinny, the zippers, and it worked out well.
Oh, yeah. Great fit, great look, and durable as well. And anybody that's seen me up on stage knows that I beat the hell out of that bass that's behind you, and I beat the hell out of the jeans, too. And I need something that's going to last.
Dude, man, I love you guys. I'm looking forward to hanging out and catching you guys back. Hopefully, God willing, the tours open up and whatnot coming fall. And I need everybody to go check out Five Finger Death Punch, again, on iTunes, on Spotify. There's 8 albums there. Each one, to me, is as good as the other. This new one is especially good. It's F8. Check it out. Amazing musicians, amazing people. You see the guy right here. And I'm blessed to have you guys rocking the product. And I love you guys, man.
Love you as well. Thanks for everything, man. I appreciate it. I'm about to actually hop in the car with my dog, Freya. And we're meeting Marie's out at a lake and hanging out there today. So even today.
This is what I'm talking about.
Exactly, man.
I got to fight the fucking traffic on the Long Island Expressway after this. And you're going to go out to the lake and Jesus.
Even last night, we took her truck. She has this big, like lifted four-wheel drive truck. Total, like she's big dick in this big truck the whole time. It's funny. Anytime that we're off-road and you'll see people kind of looking at us, and she's always driving the thing. And you know when they see her driving that truck with me in the passenger side, they're like, oh, that's cute. He's letting her drive this truck. No, that's,
That's her truck.
Yeah.
And, but first, I want to let everybody know, she's about 5 foot. She's the cutest thing. So she's this petite little girl driving that big-ass truck. Badass.
She is the tough guy in this relationship, that's for sure. I play one visually. She's the one that's tough, though, especially putting up with my barbecue. Yeah. She's literally, weight-wise, half my size.
Yeah. But, dude, sweetheart. Listen, man.
Yeah.
Be well. Enjoy. Thank you so much for coming on here. Can't wait to catch up with you guys again. Thank you so much.
I can't remember if we're coming up towards New York on the next run, but anywhere we are, if you're in town, red carpet for you, just bring a pair of jeans.
I appreciate it. Listen. We like catching the shows in New York, but I'm not going to lie now. My wife likes traveling, going out to different places. So we might catch you guys out somewhere else just to get out of town for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. And I'll be paying attention next week when I go out and I exhibit the motorcycle skills that you're going to need here when you get your bike. I'm taking the bike up the California coast.
Oh, are you going to do that?
So if you're driving by and you see a beard,
you see
going like that, smacking a little Asian girl in the face the whole time with the beard, that's us out there.
Are you going all the way up? How far are you going up?
Well, we took a trip, earlier last year sometime, where we went from Southern California up to just outside of Fort Bragg. So I think we're going to beeline it up towards that general area and then to head up the coast all the way into Portland, Seattle. Maybe even try to get Vancouver. We got plenty of time. We got tents and stuff. So, Freya's going with us, too. We got a new canine sports set.
Oh, yes.
She rides really? Right down the back. Got her some goggles, little helmet, all kinds of stuff. So, we don't even have to find a sitter for Freya now. That's family badass. Outing on the motorcycle.
Dude, enjoy. Be safe, man. I'll be watching the post, being jealous.
Happy birthday again to you there, my friend, all right?
Thanks so much, Chris. Later. Take care.
And thank all you guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Double X's. Give me some double X's in here. Make sure you guys are using the code Sessions30 discount code. Make sure you, again, go download Nino Man, Dirty Honey, Five Finger Death Punch. All different music, all different styles. But that's the beauty of this brand is that the common thread is music. Whether you're listening to rock, heavy metal, reggaeton. Country music, it's all here, and it's the culture, and we're blessed to have these artists support the brand, wear the brand every single day. We're blessed to have you guys out there supporting the brand. Thank you so much for being a part of this cult family, because that's what we are. We're a cult family. It's a blessing, and I hope you're all being safe during this time. Let's do one more shot here while we're waiting. We got a minute left. Flash those double X's, double X's, double X's. Thank you, everybody, for the birthday wishes. Sorry if I'm missing people in here that are saying hello. I know there's a lot of you that are saying hello. I appreciate it. We'll be back on Monday, and then Tuesday with After Hours with 2